Hello and welcome to a brand new episode. Isn't it exciting? It's a new day. It's a new episode. My name is Kathy Prohoroff and I want to talk to you today about your dreams, your goals, the things in your life that you have been working so hard to achieve and maybe, just maybe, not really quite getting or keeping it yet. And you might be frustrated by it. You might be wondering, what am I missing? And in today's episode, I want to share with you why I'm sharing this with you and how I actually came up with this. And when I did, what changed for me? So I know we all have our own stories, but when we can share with each other the stories that worked for us or the stories that impacted us, that we can learn from each other's stories. So my story is simply this. If you've heard any of my other episodes or anything from me before, you know that I have been in the fitness industry for over 30 years. And maybe if you didn't know, well, now you do know, right? I have been a trainer since, oh my goodness, before I turned 20, I became a fitness trainer. And the reason why I became a fitness trainer was because I was tired of struggling with trying to get into better shape. And I thought, what better way than to figure out what's going wrong? Like, what am I doing wrong? And how can I address the issues? Before that, I did hire my share of trainers. I had group exercise instructors that I would follow and I would ask them all the questions in the world. And then I hired a few trainers to teach me what it took to get the body shape that I was looking for. And not that any of them were wrong or that any of them didn't help me. I realized now that I didn't realize then what the secret ingredient was that I was missing. And I believe now that I've been a trainer for over 30 years and I've coached and trained, oh my goodness, so many people, thousands of people through these years. And I'm so blessed with each of their stories and their lives that they allowed me in and the work that we did together. The most common denominator in each of their stories was the fact that I tried my hardest to fine-tune what it was that they were missing. I knew the how. I knew how they should work out. I know what they could do to improve their movements and their results. And I would factor in the foods that they should eat, how much and what they should choose and what issues they were dealing with and how they should assess and work around that and their sleep and their recovery and all of these how steps. I was good. I had them rocked. And yet there were so many that kept struggling. They either wouldn't quite hit their goals and they'd feel frustrated and they'd blame themselves. Right? Sometimes they'd blame me too. That's okay because we all do that. Sometimes they'd achieve their goal and they would find their way back to putting the weight on again or falling off track again. But no matter what, when they would stop working with me, there was either two, obviously, directions that they took. And so I started to take notice of the ones that would go back to old patterns. And in my mind, I had failed them. In my mind, I hadn't given them the steps and the tools that they needed to keep going on their own. Because at the end of it all, my goal as a coach and a trainer was not just to take up space and time in their life and keep taking money from them and giving them my expertise as they needed in their time, but I wanted to actually help empower them so that they didn't always have to need me. Because I remember looking back at when I needed a trainer, I didn't always want to have to need a trainer. I didn't always want to hire an expert to keep walking me through life. I wanted to eventually take off the training wheels and be able to go off on my own and continue to succeed. So I was so stuck for so many years wondering, what am I missing? What am I missing? What am I missing? Trying to give them what they wanted, and yet it didn't matter on different scenarios, different personalities, different body types. There were some that would succeed. There was some that would keep the success. There was some that would succeed and move away from their success. And there was some that just couldn't quite get it, couldn't quite grasp it. And I realized that I had to actually look at my own story, because I had people ask for years, how do you do it? How do you eat like you do? How do you train like you do? How do you get the results? How do you do this? How do you do that? And even though I would give the answers because I thought, oh, good, they're asking and I will give them my best answer and this is going to be it. This is going to impact them. And it still didn't do anything. It was so, I just kept thinking, am I talking the same language? Am I explaining myself right? What am I missing? Like, why am I not able to impact so many people and yet impact others? Like, what is that missing ingredient between the two? And I realized that obviously we can't save people, right? Everybody has to save themselves. And that is the first tool, is understanding that we are not responsible for anybody besides ourselves. So hiring a fitness expert, a trainer, a coach in any field, it's not a guarantee that your life's going to be perfect, right? I mean, I went to a therapist and that wasn't a guarantee that I was going to be okay with myself. I had to actually take control and own my own thoughts and responsibility and actions as I had the help and guidance from an expert, right? Using the guidance from an expert is what we're there to achieve and get, but not fall into the victim mindset of you need to fix me, right? And I do believe that and a lot of us move at our own time and space. And obviously that is just in relation to what we've gone through, what our experiences are and what we believe to be true. So many personal issues that we're all dealing with. And there is no time, magical time frame to achieve a specific goal. But I realized that when others were asking me, what did you do? How did you do this? How do you do that? How do you do this? I started to break down, what was that deciding factor in the fact, in that the time that I was struggling, continuing to struggle, continue to work hard, to continue to diet, to continue to exercise, to continue to try to lose that weight and get into the shape that I would feel good with inside of myself. Because even though I would lose weight and you know how that is, you go and you put on a bathing suit in front of other people and all of a sudden all those insecurities come crawling back. So what is it going to take that I don't feel insecure? And it's not about having that quote unquote shape, the perfect shape, because there's no such thing, right? We're all going to have our own little flaws and we're going to have our own little perfections. And we have to come to terms with the fact that we can do what we choose to do with what we have, but we're only going to get specific results and we're not going to look like everybody else because we are ourselves, right? Nobody's going to look exactly like us either. So I realized, and this was really the telling point in where I pivoted on, wow, this was when I changed. And I clearly changed for no other reason than when I started to study as a trainer and a health coach, the steps that it took to understand how to train, how to work with somebody, how to reshape the body, how to build muscle, how to lose fat, how to, you know, eat correctly, how to understand all of these elements. And not that we have to perfect any of these, but it was simply me stepping into the role of being someone who knew the steps, who knew what it took, and who walked the walk and talked the talk. So me walking the walk and talking the talk, guess what? I just naturally started to absorb these steps and keep them. And trust me, I failed. Like, do I still eat foods that are not on track? Heck yeah. I actually hate tracking foods. I hate counting calories. I hate counting my macros. I'll do it to assess where I'm at in terms of, you know, figuring out how well I'm doing. But trust me when I tell you, I want to go right back to my intuition, because your intuition tells you more than counting, because counting are just guessing, right? Your body tells you more than we can even understand. I used to think something's wrong with me. I'm always hungry. Well, duh, I was hungry because I was always under eating, or I wasn't eating the right foods that my body needed. So it kept telling me you're hungry because I wasn't getting enough of certain nutrients. And most likely that's what's going on for many of us, right? Especially if we've dieted for many years. And so I realized that shift was when I actually stepped into becoming an expert. And here I was training women and working towards giving them their power, but yet they were always working with me. So how can we ever truly feel like we've arrived, that we are our own expert, when we have somebody still leading the way? Somebody still telling us, it should be this way, it should be that way. And getting their approval all the time keeps us stuck in victim mindset. Even if it's just a little, it keeps us stuck. So we can be so close to achieving that result that we want, but yet we still see ourselves as a student, right? We still see ourselves as the client. We still see ourselves as the person who doesn't know enough. But when do we know enough? We know enough right now because we are the only person, you are the only person that knows yourself as well as anyone else can ever know you. You are the only expert for yourself. You just haven't been working on that type of mindset. You've been working on the lacking. I don't know. I'm struggling. I'm a failure. I'm not good enough. And we all do this because this is what we live with. This is the comparison and all the judgments and everything else around us in our society, in our world, in our life. And so we're constantly berating ourselves. And we're with us all day, every day, right? We never stop talking to ourselves. Our brain's always thinking things. And a lot of the time it's the negative stuff, right? Because we are so busy trying to be better, trying to show up better, trying to impress others, that we keep that inner dialogue going, but going in the wrong direction, right? So that's why we think of, oh, I'll hire an expert to tell me what I'm supposed to do so that I can succeed. But that is the whole issue, is that we stay tied to the fact of needing someone to tell us how to succeed when we know exactly how to succeed. So what the heck am I talking about? What the heck am I talking about is the fact that you already know, you already have everything in you right now to succeed beyond your wildest imaginations in every part of your world, okay? Whether that be your health and wellness, your fitness, the way your body looks and feels, how you move, your energy levels, how you eat, your relationships, your finances, your job, your work, your day-to-day life, what you do for fun, right? How hard your life feels for you on a day-to-day basis, how easy it feels on a day-to-day basis, and what you do in terms of setting goals, how you set goals, and whether or not you actually achieve them. So in honor of achieving new results, new realities, gaining clarity on the areas that used to hold us stuck, I want to help you shift. And I am actually creating a whole new program, a whole new course in creating the shift, but not as the coach and trainer and leader of the group, but actually as someone who's walking with you through the course. Because I know that I am the expert in myself, in my life, but you are the expert in yours. So nobody else has the right to tell you what to do or what not to do. You have all the power. And all you need is a few guidelines and a few suggestions so that you can have clarity on what's working, what's not working. But from there, it's about when to shift. Like, what is working for me now? What's not? And whatever is not working for me, I need to shift. And that's really the only way that we all need to get to the results that we truly desire. And just imagine right now, what is it that you're working for? Is it the dream body? Is it the dream job? Is it finances? Is it to travel? Is it to have freedom, financial freedom? Whatever it is, these are most of the typical goals that most of us are working towards. And yet many of us just keep hitting walls. We keep getting stuck. We keep getting stuck in the same old patterns. And I know for a long time, I thought, why am I still stuck in this pattern? Why do I keep staying here? This is like my comfort zone, right? Whether it's weight or finances or whatever, my fears. And I had to sit there and assess what I was doing that was on auto repeat, right? Because we are doing things that are autopilot because we are comfortable there and it isn't too painful. So we continue to stay there so we can live our life. So we don't have to keep overhauling the system, but we don't have to keep overhauling the system in order to succeed. So how can you succeed? Now, when I decided to become a trainer, obviously I started to learn all of the guidelines and what to do, what not to do, right? How to train properly, and what's overtraining and what's not training properly or efficiently enough, and how do I work against all the issues that I might be working against. So this was me working with a trainer, with a client, but in my eye or in my mind's eye, I was already giving myself those guidelines. And I found that over the years, that was how I was leading my journey and why I was having the success, is because I just stepped into the role of, okay, this is what I do now. This is how I do it now. And I might screw up. I will screw up, to be honest. I screw up quite often, but I get back on track more often than I screw up. So I screw up, I get back on track. I screw up, I get back on track. I keep getting back on track no matter how many times I screw up. But in the past, when I wasn't the expert, what I would do is I would screw up and then I'd fall off track because I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. And so I give myself the excuse to back off. So the difference was only in the fact that I didn't get myself back up as many times as I would now that I'm an expert. So that was the shift. It was just me believing that I knew what I was going to do. Sometimes I don't, guys. Sometimes I BS my way through. Okay, I don't know what to do here. I mean, a couple years back, I noticed my hip was getting tight and I wasn't dealing with the mobility in my hips as I was getting older and the repetition of the movements that I was doing and the weights that I was lifting. So I started to have hip issues and, you know, I had tightness in my lower back and the sciatica and all that, you know, wonderful thing, wonderful tight areas that we all struggle with throughout our lives or wherever that may be for you. But it was in my hip. It was actually in my right hip. And I remember that every night I would go to sleep, I'd be okay. Like it would feel a little tighter, but I'd go to sleep at night and I would wake up in the morning and literally could not lift my leg because I'd sleep on the right side. So in order to get out of bed, I'd have to get my right leg, put it on the floor. I couldn't even lift my leg, guys. I'd have to actually put my hand, slide my hand under my knee, pull my knee up and put the foot on the floor with my hand. And it was so, it was such a struggle and it was so mind defeating because I thought, what the heck is happening to me? I'm taking care of myself. I am working out hard. I am doing all the things. I don't understand what's going on. And so I gave into the mindset of, I don't know what's going on. And I just allowed it to get worse for whatever reason. I tried to push through it because I figured, well, I can get through the day. And then by the next morning, I just have to start all over again. And I thought, after a few months of dealing with this, and guys, I waited way too long. I thought, what am I doing? I'm not even dealing with this. I'm trying to ignore it because here I wasn't the expert in this. Here I'm dealing with this tightness. Obviously, as a trainer, I knew how to improve it, but now I needed therapy. I needed physical therapy. I needed a massage therapist. I needed a doctor. I needed a chiropractor. I needed somebody to deal with whatever was happening in the tightness and the overload that I was giving. And I was giving everything to everyone else that I wasn't taking the time to reassess what was happening now. So this was after how many years of me being the expert, having to reassess what could be the problem. And I needed to get back into better mobility training. Yes, a little rehab movements, regular massages, regular foam rolling, more time to through my training to be able to progress a little bit slower, like to not have to like push myself a little too extreme into the next, you know, whether that be weight selection or, you know, movement patterns or whatever it was that I was working on my blocks in my strength. And being able to adjust and adapt a little bit different. And it doesn't mean that that's where we stay. Like when we go through things, because obviously I'm not dealing with that now, not obviously, but now I'm in myself, I'm thinking, no, I don't deal with that anymore because I've built up the practices that I don't have those issues anymore. My hip, when I feel them get a little tighter, I get more vigilant about taking care of the tightness, the issues might be in my hips, my lower back, maybe in my hamstrings, my knees, getting more massages, doing the things that I need to do to recover and to pull back if I am in fact training too much or aggressively. So, you know, I want to be able to train for life, for the rest of my life, so that I can be stronger, longer, and move better for the rest of my life. And I know that I don't want to ever look back and think, oh my goodness, why did you do it this way? I always want to be assessing. I always want to be changing. I always want to be shifting. And even though you might not be the expert, even though you might not be someone who knows what to do, you can succeed by understanding that you have to own up to being your own leader, like your own coach and trainer, whether you have your own coach or trainer now or not. You, my friend, have to step up and actually know what the heck is going on and why you're doing what you're doing and why whatever's not working isn't working and what you need to change. And that is the only way to have the success because when you understand, you have all the power, right? Knowledge is power. And so in that is the whole reason why I'm introducing the shift of making the adjustments in our life by stepping forward into what might be working and what might not be working and how to identify those shifts. A lot of it's mindset, guys. A lot of it is mental. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, we can work out all day long every day, but the minute we don't feel like doing it, we don't do it, all of a sudden we start going backwards. So it is about mentally shifting what's not working in our mind first. Our mind is a busy, busy little mind. And the more we feed it the things that don't work, then the more we're going to go into the direction that we don't get the results or the things that don't work, the things that don't move us in the direction that we want to go. So all we have to do is we have to start with our mindset. We have to start with where we're at. We have to start with taking ownership so we can become the expert. And in that, you can achieve any result that you want. So think about the things that you're looking to succeed in. Again, body shape goals, fitness goals, money goals, mindset goals, relationship goals, whatever goals, right? All your goals, look at what isn't working. And are you really sure that that's the reason that it's not working, right? Are you procrastinating on things? Are you afraid of stepping up and looking at certain areas? If it's your finances, are you afraid of looking at the areas or sitting down with a financial expert to sit down and look at the clues that, you know, what's going on? Do I have a lot of debt? Do I have to fix things up? What do I have to do? Do I have to save more? What do I have to do? Do I have to earn more money? What do I have to do? Just like with your fitness and your health and your wellness, what's working, what's not working, and all the clues. Am I overeating? Am I undereating? Am I overtraining? Do I have tight hips? You know, my shoulder out of, what am I doing that's not working? Do I need an expert to help show me that way, guide me in the right direction so that I can take course, learn from them, and continue to fine tune my body, my life, my mind, because I, at the end of the day, am the expert and the only expert in of myself. I just might not know these little tangents, and I might need someone who's actually studied that to give me more clarity there, and then I could take it and run. But I have to identify it and I have to understand it, and then I can understand it with where I'm at and what I want to achieve. And I hope this does make sense, because this was the shift that created the biggest impact for me when I was just so overwhelmed with emotion of, this is what it took for me to get from where I was stuck to where I'm at now. And I'm not just talking about my fitness and my health, guys. I'm talking about like stress levels, anxiety, confidence, self-belief, feeling good enough. There's so many elements that can be crushed by just understanding this concept, right? It's not just about how I use nutrition and fitness as a example for everything, because that's been my my experience, what I've worked in for the past 30 years. So it's my expertise. It's what I talk about, but I understand other areas are impacted by the same mentality. So hopefully this helps you. I thank you so much for your time today. I honor you. I respect you. And I know that you have everything within you right now to succeed in all of your wildest goals and dreams. And if you're interested in more information on our course on the shift, I almost said something else, on the shift, then go ahead and check out the superstarelite.com website and you can check out the information there. Again, I hope today was helpful for you, and I wish you a beautiful, wonderful rest of your day or night. See you in the next one.